Welcome to The Sketchy Book, the Creativity Productivity Podcast. I'm your host, Brian E. Young. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a design brief and how you can use it as part of your creative process. For our purposes, a design brief isn't really about the structure of a specific document, but the idea of it, of organizing everything you need in a project, getting those kinds of ideas together. Like for the podcast, I write out a little outline of all the different things I want to make sure I talk about, the objectives of it, that kind of thing. And I think that's something that a lot of projects can benefit. Even if it's your personal project, it's something we use a lot in professional design work. In one form or another, it's usually there's some organization of everything you'd want to have set for that project. It's basically compiling all of your notes and ideas in a way that gets you ready. There's nothing harder than creating something from nothing, you know? I think the hardest part as a designer is facing that blank page. And a lot of the tips in this podcast have just been to say, hey, you know what? You're not starting from nothing. You have lots of things to start on once you get those things together. You know, we've talked about lists and sketching and thumbnails. And you may not do everything for every project. You may have a clear idea, a clear vision from the beginning. And although I don't always recommend it, you may have to skip some of those steps. At some point, you're probably going to have a brief of what you're doing. Say, for me as a painter, I have some ideas, you know, I've done maybe some thumbnails, some sketches, and I'm just doing like a personal painting project. I may have to organize some of the themes that I want to work with, what do I think is the main focus. I may even have images that I've saved from magazines or from my own sketchbook and drawings that I want to put together. And the design brief would help me organize that information when it's time to create. In business, a design brief might be from a client. You may not do it yourself, or you may be the art director and you want to provide one of your graphic artists or an outside graphic artist with some of the objective of a project that you want them to do. Depending on your industry, you may have some obvious objectives. I've worked doing signs, and I mean, the objective obviously was to make a sign, so you don't need to put that on your design brief. You want to highlight specific things going to help you with this particular project, not those obvious things. You want to get all your specifications together. I know clients come to me and they'll say, well, I need something to hand out at a trade show, or I need something to just give to people. And it's like, do you want a business card? Do you want a brochure? I'd have to be the one to gather that information when I was working directly with clients at my previous job. At my current job, I don't have to work directly with clients, and I'm given basically a folder of everything needed for the project already, which is basically my brief. I get a sheet, has my specifications, if it's four color artwork, or is it black and white, is it a spot color? And those are kinds of things that you want to note in your brief. I'll have the text inside. It'll tell me what needs to be highlighted, what needs to be my headline, what kind of graphic ideas they have, if any. Sometimes they'll just say, be creative, and they'll highlight that. And it's like, okay, which is a bit tougher, but that can be fun too, because I always have some ideas set aside for that, that I've sketched up in my sketchbook. Even if I don't always have my sketchbook at work, I kind of have some ideas that are floating around that I've kind of worked through and that can work for this situation. But then you have to know your audience, the audience for the client, and also know the client. What kind of image do they want to project, and what kind of image does the audience want to perceive? And that works with pretty much all visual arts. We're trying to communicate something to somebody. You want to know, like I said, the specifications, the type of project. Is it a brochure? A lot of times they don't know, and if you're working with clients, you kind of have to ask them, what do you want them to get out of it? What kind of information do you think should be in it? And I might suggest, if they're saying, you know, oh, I want to have, you know, paragraphs and paragraphs of text, and I want to go this, this, and this, and I might tell them, you know, part down, highlight just a few aspects and get them to come to you and call for more. So it's those kind of the kind of things that you work out with a client, you would write down, and we wouldn't call it a design brief at that job, we'd call it a work order, because we would have specific specifications along with contact information, any information you gathered about the company, have that all together, so when I'm working on it, I can just pick it up, and or if they call, I can just pick it up and go over things and make those changes as needed. And this could be a digital file. Your brief doesn't have to be something that other people see. It might just be your notes. might be your internal company thing. It might just be an outline like I do for the podcast. I don't have to go through specific things because, I mean, the audience, for instance, that's pretty much set for every episode. I don't need to keep writing that. So yeah, leave off those obvious things and be very project specific. You don't want to spend too much time on it. If it's something internal, if it's something that you're presenting to somebody else, you want to have as much information as possible. Don't expect them to read your mind and know everything. Another thing about your brief is if it's digital, you may want to print it out and keep a folder or a paperclip, everything together that might go with that project. Or you could do the opposite and scan things in and keep a folder labeled accordingly. So basically, the design brief is your notes, something you can work from, your information. Depending on your industry, like I said, depending on your objectives, the format of it can really change. So I'm not saying a specific structure of a document here. I'm definitely saying that it's something you want to look into and want to use. It really does help. You don't want to work from that blank page. You want to have all your ducks in a row when you're working on a project. I do it for pretty much everything. And some of the other formats we've talked about, your thumbnails, your list, they could work as your brief. You may have your keywords written or sketched out on there, and you may already know a lot of the things. But when you're working with other people, especially, and they're giving you information, you want to take those notes and centralize them in some standardized form. Standardizing things and organizing things really helps you be productive because you know everything will be in its place and you can concentrate on work. You may be thinking that this all seems like a lot of work in itself, but there are probably things and information you're getting anyway. If you structure it in a way that you can, you know, just put it in its place, enter it, and then you can concentrate on the fun part, the creativity part. That's really what it's about, you know? So put it all into your brief. And then it's there when you need it, and you can concentrate on your artwork, your creativity, getting that stuff done. It's definitely something you should look into. And that's it for today's podcast. You can view the show notes, go to sketchy.com, click on the podcast link, that's sketchee.com. Write me at sketchybook@sketchy.com. Both sketchies are spelled the same way as I just spelled them, sketchee. See you next time.